Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back. Good morning, America. And everywhere else in the world, you're now listening to the number one boxing podcast on iTunes. Don't forget to drop your five-star review and have it heard here live on the show. We are back with some breaking news. We're going to be talking the heavyweight division. It continues to excite us and bring interesting storylines. Tyson Fury is back, as we reported. And while he's waiting for his license, we're all praying that he gets into fighting shape so that his social media, I guess, wars with Anthony Joshua and Tony Bellew and even Dillian White can come to fruition. But Tyson does have a message for not only the division, but the world. He's come out and said that he will not be forced into any tough fights. Not yet, at least. And you know what? You're going to have to stick around for my opinion on that. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. If it's gray, you're doing it wrong. Turn it blue, or you're going to have us sad and blue. Let's head on over to the Golden State to my boy, Matt the Hipster Hunter, who thinks I'm a little corny with that line right there, but he's just mad he's not as clever as I.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Kind of corny. Let's be honest, you're kind of a cornball. It's okay, we all accept you. But Tyson Fury, I mean, he
haters. Tell
true. It's true. But Tyson Fury, in on his comeback sort of story, his tale, I think we're all rooting for him. I don't think anyone's really wants Tyson Fury to fail here. I mean, he is a story of, I think, a lot of us can sort of relate to, you know, being down on your luck, fighting through addiction, you know, and sort of trying to come back and reclaim what you had. I think we can all relate to that on some level. It's all about just that journey and the destination, of course, about him getting there. We want him to get to back in the ring, be successful. Even if he loses to a Joshua, loses to a Wilder, I don't think we'd be upset at that. I don't think we're going to deem that as failure. I think him coming back, losing the weight, dealing with his addictions and his demons, and being healthy again, in and of itself, is success. So like you said off the top, you know, just salute and, you know, prayers and thoughts always with you, Tyson Fury. But on this move, I think he is smarter than 99.999% of active boxers. He is one of the smartest. What was that, Ness?
No, I thought that was your pause. I was just going to say I totally agree with you and Tyson. It's a lot of weight, you know, and like he specifically said, tough fights. So who's to say we won't get a domestic level Tyson Fury David Price on the comeback? You know, he could probably even get a knockout and make his record look better, because Tyson doesn't have much power, but Price doesn't have much of a chin. But I like his way of thinking. Shout out to our UK correspondent. Matter of fact, shout out to our international correspondents, both by name. Mickey Caparelli doing a magnificent job with the Jeff Horn versus Gary Cochran fight. Head on over to the YouTube or theboxingvoice.com/videos for all his video interviews, press conferences, weigh-ins. And we're talking 4K footage, ladies and gentlemen. Beetlejuice Films, I think it's Beetlegeist. I don't know. I thought it was Beetlejuice. It might be Beetlejuice. But his company does not play any games. Top-notch equipment, as you can see from the 40-minute full press conference. You know, you could check out the weigh-in. He's got interviews with both Jeff Horn, the trainer. He has interviews with Bob Arum. Everybody, you know, even the I guess equivalent of Max Kellerman in Australia is on our YouTube channel. Also, shout out to Dove Joel in the UK. That's why I say international, because Dove Joel should have already published or is in the process of publishing a Tyson Fury workout. So let me just really quickly say thank you to Fury, not only coming on the show, but also being a man of his word and letting the Boxing Voice into his camp, while briefly, but we did get some footage of him. So milestones, ladies and gentlemen, milestones. So, you know, credit to you guys, or as Enrique and the New Yorkers would say, snaps to you guys for getting us to this level. Shout out to everyone has us at 61,673 subscribers. It just feels like yesterday we made it to 61. So we're set to make that milestone of 62. I think we could do that with today's live fight chat. So, you know, join us. If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, do so and become part of that, you know, TBV army. Yes, sir.
The video is out and is actually some sparring footage with Tyson Fury. So head over to YouTube.
Oh, with Kid Galahad, right?
Yes, with Kid Galahad.
I didn't think it was true, but wow.
Yes, that is up on our YouTube channel. So go check that out.
We got sparring. We got sparring. We're growing. Yo, so again, I mean, there's not really much to reiterate. Like, he's doing the right thing. He's already coming out publicly.
One thing I want to add very quickly. He has left his trainer, his uncle, Peter Fury, and has moved to a new trainer. I forget his name. I think that's also
the young guy. The young guy.
Yes, I think that's a great sign that is a permanent move. I think he sort of needs a fresh start in some ways. When you've been dealing with mental illnesses and addictions, it's kind of good to get away from your past environment. And I think this is a good thing for Tyson Fury. Hopefully, this is a continuation of him on this comeback trail.
So, according to Dove's title, which is massively big. He says Tyson Fury is sparring in Canada with Kid Galahad straight off the plane. Gypsy King is ready to return. So head on over to the YouTube channel, check that out, or go to theboxingvoice.com/videos. Like I said, Matt, not much to say here. He is just kind of thumbs up for Tyson Fury. He's right on par. We agree with his, line of thinking. Like I said, David Price is not, I don't think even the casual fan would consider David Price a dangerous fight to a 300+ Tyson Fury, right?
No, I'll be honest. Even the Tony Bellew fight has some pause a little bit.
No.
Put this way. Let's say it's in the first quarter of next year and there's not the rematch with David Haye and all that. And it's Tony Bellew versus, Tyson Fury in March. Yeah, I'm a little bit, as a fan of just the sport and being aware of what it's like to lose that much weight and have a 2-year layoff. Yeah, I'm questioning that fight even, just to be honest.
Yo, the writing is so on the wall with Vargas and Thurman, huh? I mean,
everyone's
even
saying
though, that. Even though he shocked me last night, I wanted to call you immediately, but it was like 1:30 in the morning East Coast time, and I was like, damn. You know, he's the first guy that said, I want Errol Spence. And then he said, not only did he say, I want Errol Spence, but then after he was like, you know, I want Thurman or the winner of Errol Spence, Lamont Peterson. I'm like, whoa. And he then finished it up with something like, you know, this is where all the 147 pounds at, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, man, let's go out to, let's take a caller at least. And yeah, wrap this one up. Like I said, reporting that Fury will not be rushed or forced into any sort of big fights. We're going to go out to our sponsors and take some calls. Remember, you can call us here at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to speak to the host or you want to voice your opinion on this topic. Do so by pressing 1. You can also add us on Skype. That's NESTORGIBBS. Add us on Skype in order to be part of the call.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let's go out to Donald in Richmond. Donald, what's going on? How's California treating you?
It's cool. The weather is cool right now. It's not that bad. Tyson Fury, you know what? He's a good – he's a big trash talker. And what the thing is like I like when he talks trash, because when he talks trash, correct me if I'm wrong, when it sounds like sometimes when Tyson Fury's talking trash, he's talking like he's talking out of a book when he's saying it. And some of his words, he just puts them together, and you'll be like, wow, this dude is just something else. Like, he talks trash in such a good manner to where you like, I want to hear him talk trash again. And I hope that everything works out for him. You know, like Matt said, as long as he gets his health together, and gets rid of the demons and gets back and, you know, loses the weight, even if he comes back and gets, you know, two mediocre fights and ends up losing to Joshua or Wilder, it's still a good applause for him that he actually came back and he can still be there. I mean, even after one loss, Fury can still have a career after that, you know. But I'm thinking that, I mean, I know I was hearing something about him and Shannon Briggs. I mean, if he's not looking to get pushed into a tough fight right away, I don't think Shannon Briggs will be too hard of a fight for him. I mean, Shannon Briggs is like, what, 45 years old and he's been off for a minute. I mean, that would be a decent comeback fight for him. You know, I mean, because Briggs has been calling him out, you know, and Briggs is 45. I'm sure Briggs is only looking for two or three more fights to get some couple of decent paydays, and he's done anyway. So, yeah, that would be a good back fight. And like you said, too, David Price, that's a tall guy. That wouldn't be too much of a hard fight. And what's the name of that guy that Jarrell Miller just fought, that really tall guy? That would be a good fight, too, a comeback fight.
Didn't Jarrell Miller?
But, yeah, you know.
What was that? Robert Hellenius? No, that was the fight. Then
I forget who Miller fought.
The tall guy that Jarrell Miller just fought, Big Baby Miller, the tall guy that Big Baby Miller
Maurice,
just fought, that would be a good comeback fight.
It's Maurice Vaught.
Yeah. I mean, and he's a tall guy like Fury too. So you know that would be a good tune-up comeback fight for him as well, and you know, we just have to see what happens. But we know definitely Fury comes back and gets, like, two fights. We already know. After two fights, Fury's definitely going to be probably fighting Wilder or Joshua after two comeback fights. We know that already. We know his third fight would definitely be Wilder or Joshua, you know. I'd say for Wilder, try to get that fight so Joshua can't get that fight. You know, I would suggest for Wilder to try to get that Fury fight before Joshua does, you know, and at least get something – more on his resume, because what all the stuff that Hearn says about, oh, you don't have nothing, you know, get the Fury fight, you know, and if he could be Fury, it'll be more of a less like, now what? I got the Fury fight, I got him, he's got an L, let's make this fight, you know. So, yeah, we just have to see what happens, but I'm definitely looking to see him come back, though.
All right, Donald, thanks for calling in. On the UK check-in, we got Dwight saying, one point he's got to make is Fury would be best to fight Dominic Brazil for a tune-up, then Jarrell Miller. I think you're giving Fury way too much credit to use those two guys as tune-ups for him coming back. He needs to be, like he said, fit before he gets into tough fights. And I think
those two guys are top 10 arguably. Those two guys are top 10 arguably. Yeah. He shouldn't fight a top 10 opposition his first fight back. That is just
Brazil showed he could get off the floor. Brazil showed his mettle. Like, he's got heart. He's not just going to lay the fuck down. You know what I mean? He took serious shots from Anthony Joshua, and maybe that was his darkest moment. But in the Izuna fight, you know, he showed heart. In the Amir Mansour fight, he showed heart. You know, and even in the fucking Deontay Wilder real-life scuffle, he showed some heart. You know what I'm saying? So, Fury better be at least in the upper 80 percentile in terms of where he's at in fitness and even overall, just, you know, when comparing himself to being 100% before he gets in there with, like, a Dominic Brazil. Not saying Dominic Brazil can beat him or will beat him, but if he doesn't come in there, you know, in tip-top shape, yes, that is definitely a possibility. Matt, final thoughts.
Thoughts, like we said, shout out to Tyson Fury and his comeback. Hopefully it just keeps continuing. It's a snowball rolling down a hill, and we get Tyson Fury back in the mix, because I think we can all agree the top three should be Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and Deontay Wilder. And those three will create so many storylines and so many great fights and memories for all of us that we just need that. We need this holy trinity in the heavyweight division to happen. And hopefully he gets healthy, and it looks like he is getting healthy. So hopefully he continues that. I think he is one of the smartest people in the business when it comes to this type of stuff. And he's aware of it. He's aware of his weight. He's aware of what he's at. He's conscious of that. And you're going to see him be very calculated in his comeback. And I think that's going to be something that all younger fighters should look at. I'm Matt Tips Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TPV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And TPV's new podcast, The Standing Eight Count, episode 2 was delayed. I'm sorry. It was my mom's birthday yesterday, so we had a big party. I just couldn't do the show. But that will be released either today or on Monday, the second episode of that, on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. So stay tuned for that. Peace.
And my final thoughts are thumbs up to Fury. He's looks like a man that has his, you know, bearings, everything back under control. Things are on the rise. I've seen him tweet out a few Bible scriptures as well. So he's definitely at least being thankful, not only to his return, but to his newfound motivation. Always good to see that. So I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to meet that milestone of 62,000 today. And guess what? We will be back. We don't know if it'll be in 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, but we will be back today with multiple episodes. So if you enjoy The Boxing Voice, don't forget to head on over to iTunes. It's absolutely free. You can create an account, drop us a 5-star review, let the world know why you enjoy this show so much, and have it read here by Matt the Hipster Hunter live in front of everybody. We are going to say bye, I guess. Bye. Say bye, Matt. Say bye, Matt.
I said bye.